In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever mind.
I want to break free.
It is a joke at my house that the only boys kicking around are me and one of the two dogs. Panda, that's the dog's name, and I are surrounded, and I don't know about him, but I have learned that it seems easier to be a boy. We just get up in the morning, throw something clean on, maybe, and brush our teeth before we head out the door. Well, I do anyway. He sits in the backyard and licks himself, but that's not my point. What I mean to say is that girls have it rough. They get up hours earlier than us in order to get ready for their day. They have a lot more to think about in order to step foot out that door into some sunshine of their own making. Contrary to the magazine racks, girls are not things to be observed and used. They're people, wonderfully complex, emotional beings that I have found really deserve to be called the better half. I guess that's what happens when you have daughters. So here I sit, observing as my girls poke at life, conducting their own emotional experiments, discovering things for themselves. I have learned a lot watching them. It is really complex being a girl in our society. You have to be pretty, but not too pretty. Smart, but not too smart. Emotional, but not dramatic. Strong, but not bitchy. Hovering over a pit of venomous snakes, every day they work their way across a swaying tightrope in 3-inch heels. One thing that we do share in common is that while we work our way toward happily ever after, we sometimes discover that we are in a relationship rut. We find ourselves lying awake beside our less than significant other in the middle of the night. We think, can it be true that not all romances were written in the stars? Which one of us is the failure? How can I end it? It would be easier if they just left or died. I could get over that. How do I get out of this?
But life still goes on.
I need to move on. I am unhappy. They don't know what it means to love someone, to support them. I don't feel like I matter. That is when, as a parent, I want to give her the strength to whisper to herself at 3 in the morning. I think I need to leave him. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we play a tape that is for all of the daughters out there who don't know it yet. You are better than that. You do deserve to be happy. There is hope. There is freedom. There is companionship and support out there for you. In the meantime, just keep pedaling and don't worry. I won't let go of the back of the bike. Hold on. I need to press play.
I like your company. You got a fresh flower. this morning and saw your face, and you didn't look the same as yesterday. I got the feeling that you can't seem to see where you wanna be. And lately it ain't been the same at all. When you're here, it's like I'm invisible. I still can't seem to see where I went wrong, cause I'm feeling. Take a shower, then say I'm gone. What am I to do when my heart says leave, but my feet won't move? And today is our anniversary, and you haven't even said two words to me. I'm trying hard to give you another chance, but ooh, baby, I'm feeling. I'm feeling really unappreciated.
Said to me that she was leaving. She said she couldn't take it anymore. And all throughout the nighttime I've been thinking about what the hell that she was leaving for. She said if I don't know she couldn't tell me, and that I should think about it for a while. I thought and came up empty-handed, and so I told my baby with a smile. I told her, put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and some beans, go out to the car and change the tire, mend my socks and wash my old blue jeans, fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers, brew me up another pot of tea, put another log on the fire, and come and tell me why you're leaving me. Said you must be crazy if you think I would stay here and put up with such abuse. I'd sooner suffer chicken pox or pink eye, and you could put a servant to good use. I said I think I understand your feelings, but there are so many things I have to do, like paper all the walls and paint the ceiling, and that she could help me if she wanted to. Put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and some beans, go out to the car and change the tire, mend my socks and wash my old blue jeans. Fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. Brew me up another pot of tea. Put another log on the fire. Then come and tell me why you're leaving me. Put another log on the fire. Then come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Don't tell me what to do and don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I never stay. And I don't tell you what to say, and I don't tell you what to do. Just let me be myself. That is all I ask of you. 'Cause I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Don't tell me what to do and don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause I don't tell you what to say and I don't tell you what to do. That is all I ask of you. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free. To live my life the way I want. To say and do whatever I please.
I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make. I poured my booze all down the kitchen drain and watched my bad habits get flushed away. I thought that that would keep my head on straight and all my pain would be in yesterday. But it's true, I'm still blue, but I finally know what to do. I must quit, I must quit you. I thought that if I didn't go and play, the sadness would get bored and go away. I thought that if I didn't go astray, that all my pain would be in yesterday. But it's true, I'm still blue, but I finally know what to do. I must quit, I must quit you. I sold my guitar and my piano. I thought that it was these that kept me low. I thought if only I could try and change, that all my pain would be in yesterday. But it's true, I'm still blue, but I finally know what to do. I must quit, I must quit you. I must quit. I must quit. She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
She said,
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We're now also available through iTunes. As always, our show is sponsored by The Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at 4 locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you